for WEKU. I'm Charles Compton. We're a bit in a family way here at WEKU this morning. Going to talk about a couple of family groups that are also artists. Here to talk about them, Rich Copley, arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. Now, featured in tonight's gallery hop in downtown Lexington are some artworks done by a local family.
Right. I guess we call them the Tharsing Tower family. Robert Tharsing and Ann Tower, both well-known local artists. Ann Tower also known for the Ann Tower Gallery, which is down on Main Street. And their daughter, Lina, is becoming quite an artist in her own right. Just this spring, the Oxford American put her at number 5 on its list of new superstars of Southern art. Earlier this week, I had a chance to sit down with the three of them and kind of talk about, you know, growing up in an artistic family from Lina's perspective and, you know, from the parents' perspective, watching your daughter become an artist in her own right. And so it's kind of a cool story. And people who want to see all three of their works can see that at Gallery Hop. It's part of the Ann Tower Gallery's show of all artists that it represents. The Ann Tower Gallery represents about 30 artists.
Something we don't get a chance to talk about very much, you and I, is the Gallery Hop itself. It's really become quite the institution in Lexington and allows folks to kind of highlight artists but still kind of get a sampling of what's going on culturally around the city, usually about once a month.
Right, and you have a wide variety of galleries showing work, so you get a real broad spectrum of what's happening there. And, you know, this time of year is the best time to go out for Gallery Hop because it's nice. You're not having to worry about, you know, sliding on the ice on the sidewalk or anything like that. It's, you know, just a beautiful early, well, late spring, I guess. It feels like early summer night.
Another family act that's being sponsored this weekend is being sponsored by Actors Guild of Lexington. Tell us about that troupe.
Well, yeah, this is kind of interesting. The White Flag Performance Group out of Baltimore is coming to Actors Guild, and part of the reason they are coming here is because they are led by Rowan Haig, who is the daughter of Center College theater professor Tony Haig. So we'll get to see a little bit of what has become of her own performing career with a show called Really You Should Use Bullets, which is about a clown navigating the underworld. That's all I know, but it sounds intriguing.
And finally, now this fellow, I guess he's not kin, but maybe was a neighbor of yours once. He's also from Southeast Virginia, like you. Bruce Hornsby does a concert Saturday night.
Yeah, my cousin Bruce, right? Not really. Don't I wish. But yeah, Bruce Hornsby has enjoyed a long career from being, you know, a radio hit maker back in the 1980s and, you know, has maintained a real passionate audience. Interesting thing about this show is he is coming with the Noisemakers, and this is sort of his rock band, more designed for larger venues like, you know, amphitheaters and theaters and stuff. But they're going to be playing the Kentucky Theater, so it sounds like it's going to be a bit of a rowdy night at the Kentucky on Saturday night.
Rich Copley, thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. All the events for this weekend, they're outlined online at the WEKU website. Just look for the events calendar. You can also find out about what's going on this weekend by going to the Friday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Just check the weekender section. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.